The Catholic Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm here.
On Iowa Catholic Radio.
Good morning.
With John Leonetti.
My broadcast school has really paid off.
Mark Amadeo. And Deacon Tony Valdez.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Tuesday, June 28th. We've got a great show in store for you today. Boy, we're going to have some fun. This is one of those shows where I've got to really kind of hold the reins tight here because we've got two fantastic guests, and we'll want to get good time in for each of them. Steve Ray is going to be on at 7:15, convert to the Catholic Church. Going to talk about the Feast of St. Peter and Paul, which is tomorrow, the solemnity of both Peter and Paul. And I've got a slew of questions here for him to be able to help us understand both of these men. Also, Susan Tassoni, the Purgatory Lady, Summer Souls, and she's going to be speaking at the Christ Our Life Conference. We're going to talk to her all about her talk and kind of preview what's coming up for that, which I cannot wait. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports, will have your weather and your saint of the day. It's a packed show with these two big guests, so it's going to be fun. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to our Lord with our morning offering prayer.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, News and Sports. Morning, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How are you doing on this beautiful Tuesday morning?
Beautiful it is. My goodness. Last couple days have been very nice. So I've been able to sit out on that deck and just kind of hang out, do some work out there.
Yeah, today might be the final days of doing that. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer than yesterday, lower humidities, but then next couple of days it's going to be hot and humid. Ooh. And then I got the extended forecast. We talked about this for the 4th of July weekend, and looking pretty good.
Good.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday is the 4th of July, and highs right in the upper 80s, lower 90s, right where it should be.
I like that, yeah. I like it kind of hot on that on this weekend, you know? I mean, it's the 4th of July.
Sure. Sure, it can be hot then.
Yeah.
That's when I think summer should start.
I agree.
4th of July, all the way through Labor Day, then it can cool down again.
But I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got a loaded show this morning, Steve Ray and
Dr.
And Susan Tassoni. That's pretty good. What are you, who are you doing?
They could
both, calling people or
they,
what?
They could both fill the show with the one question that I ask. So I sometimes got to, finagle my way back in, but they're good.
No question about it. That's a powerhouse show.
John will be clipping his nails while these guests are on.
Exactly.
Be ready, Deacon Tony. You may have to fill in there for a moment while he.
They don't stop. So they're good.
No question. You got a couple of rock stars of the Catholic faith in there this morning.
That's right.
I love it. Well, along with yourself, Mr. Leonetti, the Catholic evangelist that you are.
Yes.
Traveling all across, barnstorming across the United States.
We like that.
So, all right. Let's get this thing kicked off. Weather's going to be good, so that's good for you. Get your grass mowed. I'm guessing you're getting your 4th of July stuff out.
I'm getting it already.
All right. Uh-huh. And I know with kids, you probably have like sparklers and stuff already purchased. There's plenty of places to do that now. Or do you not have that?
No. Teresa takes care of all of that. She's got all the fun stuff. I just take care of the food. I'm the griller. I got to make sure all that's taken care of. So we've split our duties well.
There you go. All right. I knew it's a teamwork.
That's a team deal.
All right. Today's weather update is brought to you by Ashworth Vision Clinic, providing personalized eye care for every patient from infants to senior citizens. AshworthVision.com. Well, our current weather conditions at this hour, mostly clear skies, another beautiful day in store, 62 degrees right now in central Iowa with light winds out of the southwest. Today it'll be mostly sunny, high of 87 degrees, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, so it'll be a little bit breezy, more than yesterday. And then tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 65 degrees, and on tomorrow for your Wednesday. Mostly sunny, a little bit warmer, highs in the lower 90s. Thursday, more of the same, high of 93 degrees, and that's when things change. Thursday night, about sundown, we're going to see a cold front move through, and that's going to bring scattered showers and thunderstorms, and that'll affect Friday's weather. In our extended forecast, Friday, showers and thunderstorms, high of 82 degrees, and on Saturday, it should warm up with a high of 85 degrees. Today's news update is brought to you by Bozen the Florist. Their priority is to serve you no matter where you are in the world. 515-244-ROSE. That's 515-244-7673 or online at bozen.com. Well, gas prices are down in the state of Iowa to start the week. GasBuddy.com says a survey of over 2,000 Iowa gas stations shows the average price for a regular gallon of gasoline in Iowa is down about 3 cents since last week. Now, the average price for a regular gallon of gasoline in the state of Iowa is $4.71. That's still 54 cents higher than this time last month and $1.86 higher than this time last year. Now, according to Gas Buddy, the cheapest gasoline in the state of Iowa is $4.32 a gallon. That would be found in Underwood. That's located just northeast of Council Bluffs in western Iowa. Nationally, the price for a gallon of regular gasoline has fallen about 4 cents a gallon since last week to an average price nationally of $4.97 a gallon. Well, in sports last night, we had high school softball here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, and it was Dowling getting swept by Waukee Warriors, 14th-ranked Waukee, sweeping a doubleheader from Dowling Catholic by scores of 5-1 in 8 innings and 10-1. The Maroons' record drops to 11-18, and Joe Stacey had the call last night here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Last night, high school baseball, it was 7th-ranked Dowling sweeping a doubleheader from the 3rd-ranked Waukee Warriors by scores of 4-1 and 6-0 at George Cadero Field at Dowling High School. Dowling's record improves to 23-11. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved in National League play, the Cardinals were the only Midwest team playing. Cardinals defeated the Miami Marlins 9-0 in St. Louis. They're now a half game behind first place Milwaukee in the National League Central. The Cubs and Brewers had Monday off. Cincinnati will be at the Chicago Cubs to begin a 3-game series tonight at 7 o'clock at Wrigley Field. While Interleague play, Milwaukee travels to Tampa Bay for a 2-game series tonight at 6 o'clock. In the American League, the Minnesota Twins now a 3-game lead over Cleveland in the American League Central as the Twins down the Cleveland Guardians 11-1 yesterday in Minneapolis. Texas down the Kansas City Royals 10-4. And the late game last night out in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Angels down the Chicago White Sox 4-3. White Sox now 6.5 games back behind the Minnesota Twins. Tonight, Triple-A baseball, Columbus Clippers come to town. They take on the Iowa Cubs at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. First pitch, 6:30. And tonight, the Iowa Cubs are celebrating Dog Days of Summer. You can bring your pet dog down to the stadium. Just go to Gate B and register at Principal Park. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Once again, current conditions at this hour, mostly clear skies, 62 degrees with a southwest wind at about 5 miles per hour. Today, it'll be mostly sunny. High of 87 degrees, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been today's news, weather, and sports updates on your Tuesday morning. And this is Mark Amadeo. And now back to the Catholic Morning Show with John Leonetti on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Mark. A historic church located in Raleigh County, West Virginia, burned to the ground in an apparent arson attack on Sunday, according to the local volunteer fire department. St. Coleman Catholic Church, the small white building, was known as the Little Catholic Church on Irish Mountain. It's actually listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The original structure dates to 1877 and 1888, according to Catholic News Agency. On June 26th, units from Beaver VFD were alerted to a structure fire at St. Coleman Catholic Church on Irish Mountain Road in Shady Spring, West Virginia. And there it was on fire. So, and I see the pictures here of it. Fire department's asking any relevant information to give them a call. They don't have them stopped yet. So, you know, and I'm hearing more and more of this since Roe versus Wade was overturned on Friday. more and more attacks like this, just arson, but you know, you see different threats that are being made specifically on pro-life entities and on the Catholic Church. I scrolled yesterday through Facebook a little bit and saw a couple of my friends that are priests that had some vandalism that was done against them as well. You know, this is the world we live in. And I wish I could say that, you know, it was never this way, because it always has been. In fact, for many, it's been worse, way worse than what it is that we are still dealing with. But nonetheless, we are still going to deal with a lot of this. The devil's not happy. I mean, when you break it down like this, he's not. And there are quite a few people in, as the Holy Father calls, this culture of death. And he talked about this. In fact, after praising what the United States did, the Vatican said that they have actually set the example for many of the other many other countries around the world, which I thought was really strong language, you know, to emulate. And the Holy Father has talked quite a bit about this culture of waste, and about selfishness in our own lives and in our own families as well, and what that means. And it is a direct hindrance. We have to remember this. Selfishness, greed, ego, the illusion of self-sufficiency, all that is a direct hindrance to the openness that our faith and our God calls us to life itself, and to love one another as Christ Jesus has loved us, to not manipulate or coerce life in any form, again, from the moment of conception until natural death, for our own gain or because something is inconvenient or not, but rather as love himself, to love them as God loves them, to love them as God loves us. So I wish I could say I didn't think it was going to get worse. I do. And we must go to pray and fast, not only for protection for innocent life and for all of us, but also for our enemies, because this is precisely what Christ Jesus calls us to do. And I think it'd be, and it is always a good lesson for us, that when we see things like this take place, for instance, the burning down of this historic church, my hope is that our hearts don't first move toward anger. And if they do, I get it. I do. But that our hearts move first towards compassion and loss for the soul or souls that are responsible. So we must continue to pray, must continue to fast. That's our fight. That's how we fight. And we must continue to love. That's what we, the weapons of Catholicism, friends, and our faith, is prayer, fast, and love, as hard as it might be within our own life. Coming up right after this, we've got Steve Ray. We're going to be talking about the solemnity of St. Peter and Paul. Looking forward to it. John Linetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Friends, do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by CTO. Your support has helped thousands of students attend our Catholic schools. CTOiowa.org. At CTO, the bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by InterVisions Healthcare, empowering men and women to make the most informed, life-affirming decisions for themselves and their families. Learn more at ivhcare.org, ivhcare.org. Thank you, InterVisions Healthcare, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
Mercy College provides unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules. Since 1899, Mercy College has been transforming students into healthcare professionals. Guided by Catholic values, our faculty put classroom theory into practice. Students are prepared for roles in service and leadership throughout their own careers.
Learn more at mchs.edu. Mercy College of Health Sciences, mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community since 1992. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Construction Professionals. Construction Professionals does remodeling and new construction. Construction Professionals is a Catholic family business built on a strong foundation. CPCustomHomes.com. Thank you, Construction Professionals, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to our business partner, Big Red Q Quick Print. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full-service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. BigRedQ-Des Moines.com. BigRedQ-Des Moines.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Skeffington's Formal Wear, in business since 1951 with locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Coralville, and Ankeny. Skeffington's Formal Wear, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at Skeffingtons.com.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to support Iowa Catholic Radio. When you are shopping on Amazon, consider shopping through Amazon Smile instead. You get all the same great deals, and your order will also help support Iowa Catholic Radio. All you need to do is choose Iowa Catholic Radio as your nonprofit to support when you first log in, and Amazon will do the rest. Every Amazon Smile order you make, Amazon will donate to Iowa Catholic Radio. Support Iowa Catholic Radio while you shop at smile.amazon.com. And thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Coming up second half hour, Susan Tassone, the Purgatory Lady, is going to be joining me. So I'm looking forward to that. Make sure to stick around. If you can, let's go to our next guest speaker and author, traveling everywhere, Steve Ray, everyone. You're back in Rome now.
We are. We just we went to the Oberammergau play with our group. We had 60 people. And we spent our visited Dachau and Germany, and then we drove through Switzerland for a while, and then to Milan, Italy, and then half the group continued on to Lanciano, Monticello, where the face cloth of Christ, Eucharist, Miracle, and then to Rome. So they just left yesterday. So my wife and I are free, and you know what that's like, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah.
Group leaves, and you kind of can take your breath.
Yes.
We're here for 5 days to relax.
There you go. That's the way to do it. All right. We've got a big feast day. Speaking of Rome, Peter and Paul, which is tomorrow. And this is a big day in the life of the church.
And not only that, it's the number one feast day in Rome. This mm-hmm. is their national holiday because it all got started with Peter and Paul, the two princes of the apostles who shed their blood to found the Church of Rome. And so tomorrow everything is going to be closed. It's going to be...
Are you there? Oh, I think we lost him. All right, we're going to get back. Yeah, please call him back. We'll get back to him in a little bit. I want to talk to him about how they're similar and different in their ways. But as he was saying, this is a big day in the life of the Church over specifically in Rome. And you know, there's a lot of kind of a lot of history behind them. I mean, you talk about Peter and Paul, but you know, the founders, quote unquote, of Rome, Romulus and Remus. You've got sets of twins all over, Pollux and Castor, Cosmas and Damian, who are two saints in the Catholic Church, and then of course you have the two founders of the new Rome, which is Peter and Paul. So there's some history here, and there's a reason why, with such rich history, there is a reason why that the church puts such an emphasis on both Peter and Paul. We're back with them. All right. Differences.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. The differences between Peter and Paul. What highlight a couple of them for us, because they go together, but they were also very different.
You would think at early lives, Paul was, his name was Saul. He had two names, his Roman and his Jewish names. And he was more of a scholar, like the doctor of the law. I think that his father saw the brain cells connected in that kid and got him down to Jerusalem to study with the doctors of the law, namely Gamaliel. Now, on the other hand, Peter was a fisherman. I think he was a very brilliant businessman and a civic leader in Capernaum, but he was very different in the sense that he was a day laborer. He worked all day. He had a business. He had partners and employees fishing all night long. So you have two very different beginnings, and Paul is called to be the apostle to the uncircumcised, to those who are the Gentiles, and Peter's called to the circumcised, to the Jewish people. So they even have different ministries, and I think their conversions are different. We hear about there's several different stories of Peter being called by Jesus, and I think that's because he knew him for a while, and it was a period of time before he finally decided to follow Jesus this and give up everything. It wasn't instantaneously. It was a period of time, and even after he was a follower of Jesus, he waffled a bit, and even towards the end, betrayed, denied Jesus. But Paul, you see, his conversion is instantaneous. Bam, he hits the road in Damascus, and he becomes a disciple, and you never see him flinch, deny Christ for the rest of his life. He never looks to the left or right. So there's a lot of differences between them, and yet they had the same mission, to bring people to Christ and to found the church.
There was some tension between both of them, though, that we read in sacred scripture.
Yes, there was. I think it was minimal. Mm-hmm. I think that the Protestants, and I know when I was a Protestant, we overplayed it. When Peter was influenced by the Judaizers, those that said that Gentiles had to be circumcised first to become Christians, and Paul said, no, no. And even Peter had brought Cornelius, the first Gentile, into the church without being circumcised. So what Paul and him confronted each other, Paul says, Peter, you taught what was correct. You taught the infallible truth, but now you're not living consistently with it. And so he confronted Peter about that. But over the long picture, you look at it, they were comrades, and Paul had great respect for Peter. Here's how I know that, because even in the book of Galatians, where he talks about the differences they had, he said, I went up to Jerusalem to meet Cephas. That's significant, John, because what that means is he could have dissed him or dismissed him by saying, I went up to see Simon. He didn't. He said, I went up to see Cephas, which means rock. Hmm. I went up to visit the rock. And I went and spent 2 weeks alone with the rock. So, and then later, Peter writes and said, we have all the writings of our beloved apostle, brother Paul. So there was, and he says also, I went up to see the rock to receive his permission to teach what I'm teaching so that I wasn't wasting my time. I needed to have the authority or the confirmation of Peter and the others. So there may have been a dissension or two because of certain issues, but overall there was great respect, camaraderie, respect, and they worked together to build the church. That's why tomorrow in Rome, it's the Feast of Peter and Paul, their biggest holiday, because they were the prince of the apostles who together shed their blood and together founded the Church of Rome.
And when you say shed their blood, we know Peter was crucified upside down, and Paul, he was a Roman citizen, so he was beheaded, correct?
Yes.
Because they would not
crucify. You couldn't crucify a Roman citizen, and Paul, he had a passport, didn't he? He had a Roman passport. My American passport's one of my most valuable possessions, and Paul had a Roman passport, which gave him tremendous privileges and rights as a Roman citizen. Peter didn't have that. So they were both put in the Mamertine prison. We were just there 2 days ago in the north end of the Roman Forum, and they were both put in there by Nero, because, you know, there's the idea. I was a farm boy. I was raised in a farm, and we had Massasauga rattlesnakes in our area, and we always said, if you don't cut the tail, the rattle off, that doesn't do any good. You go for the head. Cut the head of the snake off, and then the snake dies. If you want to kill the church, you want to kill this new thing called Christianity, go for the head. Cut the head off, and that's Peter and Paul. So Nero arrested them, put them in the Mamertine prison, and then on January 29th, the year 67 AD, he pulled those two guys up out of that nasty cistern pit. And he took Peter to the Roman, to the Nero Circus, which was in the Vatican of today. But on the other side, it was just, during the time of the Bible, it was just a swampy area that he built a circus. And he had Peter crucified upside down. But then they took Paul the other side of Rome. You had to kill people and bury them outside the city walls. So he took Peter, outside the city walls, and then we went to a place 2 days ago called Tre Fontani. I know you've been there. Mm-hmm. Three fountains where they cut his head off, and his head bounced three times, and every time his head bounced, a fountain of water sprang up from the ground, and you can still hear that water gurgling under the three altars today.
Just unbelievable. The basilicas, you have St. Paul outside the walls, and then you have the Basilica of St. Peter's, of course. Describe both of them. What makes them unique?
Well, St. Peter's is the biggest church in the world, and it's, as you know, when you walk in there, your pilgrims, when you take them, there's always a universal, like, wow.
Tears.
I've never seen the church like, yes. And it's so massive. And Jesus said, I will build my church upon you, Peter. And he did, because if you look right from the dome down, Peter's bones are right there. The church of St. Peter's is built right over the bones of Peter. And it's the biggest church in the world, and it's magnificent. You could spend days in there. I bought a 4-volume set of books. I needed a separate suitcase to bring it home with all of the details of every little nook and cranny in that church. Now, the other second largest church is St. Paul outside the walls, and that contains his bones. Underneath the high altar, there is a sarcophagus which contains the bones of Paul. So you have the two great apostles in these two magnificently beautiful churches, and people just love to go there and pray at their. And you know, when they were buried for a while in St. Sebastian's catacombs, there's 614 graffiti, little pieces of pottery that they discovered there. They were there for safekeeping during the persecution before they ended up under their respective churches. And on that graffiti, it says, Petros e Paulos, pray for us, in Aramaic and in Greek and in Latin. The early Christians went to their tombs and said, Peter and Paul, pray for us. You guys went through the battle. You guys suffered. You died. You didn't give up. You stayed the course. Please now pray for us, because we're the ones in the arena. We're the ones being persecuted. So Petros and Paulus, please pray for us that we will also be victorious in death. And so you have the marvelous coming to Rome. Those are the two main churches. Well, St. John Lateran, too, the mother church of the world. But those two are today and tomorrow, as we celebrate their feast day, the churches of the Prince of the Apostles who shed their blood and their bones are still here today.
It's just unbelievable. I can't wait to come in late August there. And you're there. Relax. Take your time. I know with all the pilgrimages that you're doing, that takes a lot. I always say, Steve, that a pilgrimage takes about 10 years off my life. So you are... I don't know how much longer you have. There you go, my man. He's Steve Ray, everyone. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
God bless you, John. Thank you.
Always an honor to have him. And, of course, friends, he's got his Holy Land trip, which, if you know Steve, it's the best of the best. I mean, it is. When it comes to pilgrimages and the Holy Land itself, November 11th to the 20th, 2023, with Iowa Catholic Radio. So we got a lot of details of that on our website at iowacatholicradio.com, and you hear me plugging that quite a bit here on this show. But good stuff. Always a treat to have Steve Ray on. He's just the man. Coming up second half hour, we got Susan Tassoni, everyone, the Purgatory Lady, and she is going to be speaking at the Christ Our Life Conference. If you don't know a lot about purgatory yet, just listen to her for about 3 minutes, and you're going to be caught up to speed. She's incredible. Don't miss this interview, friends. Second half hour, John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Father Andrew right now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. He said to them, Why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? The Gospel of the Lord. Scripture commentators see the boat as a symbol of the church and the storm as a reality of turbulence directed against her. The disciples' cry to Jesus is a wonderful example of prayer, even though, as he says, they lack faith. Likewise, we should not hesitate to call upon Jesus, trusting he will guide his church to safe harbor.
Thank you, Builder Ken Construction, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor. Projects range from tenant improvements, historical renovations, to high-rise buildings. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. Thank you, Builder Ken Construction, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from Golden Rule, always seeking to serve customers better and to create job opportunities within the community. So with the new electrical division, Golden Rule now services all home maintenance concerns. Learn more at goldenrulephc.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes Scotty McCreary
with special guest Allie Colleen.
Give myself five moments.
Sunday, July 24th at the Iowa Event Center Ballroom.
I'm in between. Friday night, wild and quiet Sunday morning.
Tickets and information available at CelebrateCountry.org. Sponsored by Ball Team.
Saints John and Paul Parish in Altoona presents a teaching and exposition of sacred relics on Wednesday, June 29th at 6:30 p.m. featuring Vatican-appointed relics expert Father Carlos Martins. Over 150 relics, some as old as 2,000 years, will be available for veneration. Throughout history, many healings have been worked in the presence of relics, and thousands have occurred through this ministry. Do not miss this opportunity. Wednesday, June 29th at 6:30 p.m., Saints John and Paul Parish in Altoona. More info at ssjohnpaul.org.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. Boy, awesome. First segment, as always, with Steve. You just get so much information out of that guy. So much. And speaking of that, my goodness, we've got Susan Tassone coming up as well. Makes my job a little bit easier. I just ask the questions and they answer them. All right. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to our Lord with our morning offering prayer.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports. Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. How are you on this Tuesday morning?
Doing fantastic this morning.
My goodness, what an interview with Steve Ray. You got that all done within the half hour. That's hard to believe.
Isn't he good?
He's great.
I told you, I got to kind of keep the rein a little bit tighter this morning because you get Steve and you get Susan on, and we're going on a 4.5 hour show. So we got it.
Well, like you said, you just ask them one question. You can probably take a walk around the block and come back and ask maybe a follow up question because they do such a great job. But
I had six more questions here to ask him. I'm just not going to get to all of them. He's that good. There's so much there. You can't cut him off.
Well, here's what I'm impressed with, John. You know, our show is on segments, and you're right on time, if not early, for the second segment.
Now you're
coming up against the hard break at the top of the hour with Susan Tassone. So I want to see how this goes.
It's going to be fun. You know,
I can see Deacon Tony and Jimmy waving their hands now.
I'll do my best.
All right, my friend, you preparing for the 4th of July? We're always preparing for something, and this is our next holiday, the summer holiday.
Well, it looks like the weather's going to be nice, and it's kind of a full weekend for the 4th of July. And a lot of things going on all around the area, so I like that. That's fun.
Yep, Thursday night we're supposed to get rain, and that's in central and southwest Iowa. And then Friday is supposed to rain, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday looking pretty good. Highs in the upper 80s, lower 90s for the 4th on Monday. Parades, carnivals, all that stuff. And I know your wife and son are preparing for the Urbandale. What is that, a 2-mile walk they got to do? So they got to be preparing for that.
Yes, they will be, and they're very excited for it. So it'll be fun.
Okay. Now, you're not to throw stuff at them when they walk by our little perch, Mr. Leonetti.
Now, my son's already warned me. He's got the candy ready. He's going to I don't think he's going to throw it so I can catch it. I'll just say that.
Well, I'm going to stop bringing grocery sacks up to the curb. I'm going to bring garbage can sacks up to the curb to prepare.
Yep. So, there you go.
All right, my friend, have a good day. Looking forward to the interview with Susan Tassone.
Thank you, sir.
Today's weather update is brought to you by Ashworth Vision Clinic, providing personalized eye care for every patient from infants to senior citizens. AshworthVision.com. Well, current weather conditions at this hour, mostly clear skies, 62 degrees with a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Today it'll be mostly sunny here in the state of Iowa, high of 87 degrees. Well, it'll be a little bit more breezy than yesterday. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 65 degrees. And then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny and warmer, high of 93 degrees. It'll be the same on Thursday, high of 93. And then the cold front moves in on Thursday night, and they're saying right around sundown or so in the evening, we could see rain. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue on Friday in our extended forecast, high of 82 degrees Friday. And on Saturday, it'll dry off. Partly cloudy with a high of 85 degrees. Today's news update is brought to you by Bows and the Floors. Their priority is to serve you, no matter where you are in the world. 515-244-ROSE. That's 515-244-7673 or online at bozen.com. Well, gas prices in the state of Iowa are down to start the week. GasBuddy.com says a survey of over 2,000 Iowa gas stations shows the average price for a regular gallon of gasoline in Iowa is down about 3 cents since last week. The average price for a regular gallon of gasoline in the state of Iowa is $4.71 a gallon. That's still 54 cents higher than this time last month and $1.86 higher than this time a year ago. According to GasBuddy, the cheapest gas in the state of Iowa is $4.32 a gallon in Underwood, located northeast of Council Bluffs in western Iowa. Now, nationally, the average price for a gallon of gasoline has fallen about 4 cents a gallon since last week to an average price of $4.97 a gallon. Well, in sports, last night we had high school softball here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, and it was 14th-ranked Waukee sweeping a doubleheader from Dowling Catholic by scores of 5-1 in 8 innings and 10-1. Joe Stacy on the call here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Dowling softball team's record falls to 11-18 on the season. Over in the baseball field, high school baseball last night, 7th-ranked Dowling sweeping a doubleheader from 3rd-ranked Waukee by scores of 4-1 and 6-0. The Maroons improved their record to 23-11 on the year. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some Midwest teams, the lone National League team playing was the St. Louis Cardinals. They're now a half game behind Milwaukee as the Cardinals shut out the Miami Marlins last night in St. Louis by a score of 9-0. The Cubs and Brewers had yesterday off. The Cubs will host Cincinnati in a three-game series beginning tonight at 7 o'clock at Wrigley Field, while Milwaukee on the road at Tampa Bay in interleague play, and they'll first pitch at 6 o'clock. That'll be a two-game series between the Brewers and Tampa Bay. In the American League, the Twins now with a three-game lead over Cleveland as the Twins defeated Cleveland yesterday 11-1 in Minneapolis. Texas down the Kansas City Royals 10-4. In the late game last night in Los Angeles, the LA Angels defeated the Chicago White Sox 4-3. White Sox now 6.5 games back of the Twins. Tonight, AAA baseball, Columbus comes to town for a six-game series tonight as they will be taking on the Iowa Cubs. First pitch 6:30 at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines, and it'll be the dog days of summer celebrated at the game. So if you go to Gate B and register, you can bring your pet dog to the game tonight at Principal Park. Today there are no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities that are scheduled, and once again, current conditions at this hour, mostly clear skies, 62 degrees with light winds out of the southwest. Today it'll be mostly sunny, a high of 87 degrees with southwest winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been today's news, weather, and sports updates on your Tuesday morning. This is Mark Amadeo. And now back to the Catholic Morning Show with John Leonetti on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
But his name means lover of peace, and he lived out that name throughout his life. Saint Irenaeus today. He was born in modern-day Turkey in the 2nd century and served as a bishop in France. He is widely known for his persuasive writings on the heresy of Gnosticism, which claimed to have secret knowledge from Jesus passed on to only a select few disciples. Irenaeus wrote 5 books, which were translated into many languages and all but eliminated Gnosticism. Irenaeus, in both his writings and his personal dealings, exhibited a true form of Christian charity, hoping not to prove his thinking superior, but to win over his opponents to the truth. He had tremendous patience. When the Pope excommunicated a group of Christians over the date on which they celebrated Easter, Irenaeus interceded, indicating that the difference was minor and based in an ancient tradition, and eventually convinced the Pope to reinstate that group. Saint Irenaeus passed away in the 3rd century, though the circumstances surrounding his death are not at all clear to historians. We ask today, new Doctor of the Church, Saint Irenaeus, to pray for us. Amen. All right, we've saved some really good time for Susan Tassoni, more time than normal, so we're going to have that for you when she comes back. When we come back, she's going to be on. The Purgatory Lady, she's speaking at the Christ Our Life Conference as well. We're going to talk all things purgatory today. She's got a slew of information always for us, and this will get you excited, I think, for the Christ Our Life Conference and her talk specifically. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show, friends. Do not go anywhere. Your Diocesan Minute right now.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Liam Dale. Last year, Bishop Johnson ordained 5 young men to the priesthood. Last Friday, he ordained 3 more. If you feel God is calling you to the priesthood or know someone who would make a good priest, contact us at vocationsonline.org. That's vocationsonline.org. Summer is a great time for your club or organization to look for new ways to help others in the community. Contact Catholic Charities for the list of ways you can make a difference. From small donations to full-time volunteers, there's something for everyone on the list. Contact Catholic Charities and ask for Emily. Join the Catholic Foundation of Southwest Iowa and Bishop Johnson in Rome this October. Join us for 9 nights in Italy as we explore Assisi, Florence, Pompeii, and Rome. Enjoy daily Mass at local churches and basilicas. Contact the Catholic Foundation for more information. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Liam Dale.
At InterVisions Healthcare, we see patients with unplanned pregnancies from ages 12 to 43. An unplanned pregnancy is traumatic at any age. For that reason, we specialize in educating, encouraging, and empowering vulnerable and at-risk mothers facing an unexpected pregnancy with the medical information and services necessary for them to make an informed decision. For more information on the free medical services at InterVisions Healthcare, or to support our mission or become a volunteer, visit ivhcare.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Construction Professionals. Construction Professionals does remodeling and new construction. Construction Professionals is a Catholic family business built on a strong foundation. CPCustomHomes.com. Thank you, Construction Professionals, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Catholic Charities, where exceptional service is a hallmark in caring for those with essential needs, including food pantry, professional counseling, emergency family shelter, and refugee services. CatholicCharitiesDM.org.
Hello, this is Steve Rade, inviting you to join me along with Matt Wilcom and Father P.J. McManus for the Iowa Catholic Radio's 15th anniversary pilgrimage to the Holy Land, November 11th through the 20th, 2023. We'll have Mass and dinner on the shores of the Sea of Galilee and visit the upper room where Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist. Plus, my wife Janet and I will be offering invigorating teaching along the way. Not all pilgrimages are created equal. Brochures and details available at iowacatholicradio.com.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. 2022 Christ Our Life Conference keynote speaker Susan Tassone joins me. How's that sound, Susan?
Oh, my gosh. I'll be able to meet the famous John Leonetti.
Ah! don't
like
get too excited. Here.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Oh, there we
apparition.
Go. There we go. I can't wait for your talk. I really can't. I want to really dive into it,
because
what are we talking? We're going to go all things purgatory here, but what direction are we going in?
What for the talk?
For the talk.
The talk.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, basically, the five truths of purgatory. I'm gonna cover the five basic truths of purgatory that I give to when I'm out there talking to Legatus members. I just had to capsulize everything and put it into this something very succinct and powerful, and it's very, very good.
Can you give us one?
Well, very easy, John. It exists.
Oh, there we go. There we go. And this
purgatory,
is purgatory. It is a dogma of the church.
It is. That's the second truth.
Oh.
It's a dogma of the truth. It goes all the way back to the Council of Trent, the church fathers. It's all there. And the third truth is that it's not a punishment. We hear that all the time. In all the research I've done, from past books, it would say punishment, but it's not. What, you know what it is, John? You want to take a stab at it?
Well,
it's not a punishment, then.
It's mercy.
Yes, it's mercy. But what if they're not being punished, then what's happening?
Well, they're being purified.
Oh, John, you should have a regional office.
How's that?
Is that
good?
Office.
There we go. Well, I mean,
yes.
Look, when gold's taken out of the ground, it's surrounded by useless junk. So you have to purify the gold. You have to burn away all of the junk. And this is how we understand purgatory.
Exactly. It's not a punishment. It's a purification.
Mm.
And that's how you speak of it. You have to work. You have to, no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
And it's basically, and you can, the other, well, this is not one of the truths, but it is truth. You can avoid purgatory. We're given the grace to avoid purgatory. God doesn't want us to go, nor does his mother, to go to, he wants us to come straight home. And we're given that grace right now. You know, you make your hell, you make your purgatory, you make your heaven. You're the one that chooses it every single day.
When did you get interested in purgatory? Oh, what's the story behind that?
Very, very interesting. Yes, the book, there's a book, Praying with the Saints for the Holy Souls. Everyone's always asked me that. And I have to be, I'm being perfectly honest with you, John. It's partially approved, but I had gone to Medjugorje back in 1993. And I only went because of the devotion I had to Our Lady. My mother planted that seeds of love for Our Lady in our young hearts. You know, we had the Last Supper on the wall. We had the Pilgrim Virgin in our home. We did the rosary. My mother was part of the Altar and Rosary Society. So that seed was planted. So parents plant that seed. Even if a child may go astray for a while, that seed is never going to be lost. It will always be there. So I just went just to be present. And John, and this is written up in the paper here in Chicago, I go, and prior to that, I was hit by a cab in 1981, head on, in the loop, hit me, threw me 50 feet, and I thought it was, you know, I thought I was going to see my life go before me, you know, flash before me. No, being Italian, I got really angry at this guy that had the nerve to do that. And so I had permanent leg damage for 12 years. But I had to get permission to go, and I did. And John, I'm written up in the documents of in Medjugorje that this permanent visible damage that I had for 12 years was totally disappeared when I came home.
Wow.
And the doctors here, I'm here downtown Chicago. These are pretty reputable hospital. He waited 3 years before he documented this. That yes, this something did happen. There's no more edema. There's no more vein damage. There's blood flow. And he waited 3 years, and I took that document with me. I flew back and gave it to the pastor that's now it's in the archives, the registry of. So I was there. I came back, and it was right then somebody had me a book on purgatory, a little tiny book, and I was amazed at how much they needed our help and how you can gain intercessors, like 10,000 intercessors. I thought, well, what have I got to lose? You know, I could use all the friends, you know, I could use all the friends I could get. And they needed masses. So I started to take a collection when I came back from, you know, I was taking a collection of masses from my friends at work, which I could have gotten fired. And I did. That was crazy. Wow. But you come back so amazed. So I collected these funds. I brought it to the chancery office. Didn't know there was such a thing as the missions office. They were stunned because they had no mass stipends. We need to support the missions because they're the ones that, you know, these are Catholic priests all over the world that are going up to the mountains in Chile and in the Amazon, but they have no monetary, they have no money. The mass stipends put bread and wine for the Eucharist. The mass stipends buys books for seminarians because the people, when they offer baptisms or celebrate the or witness the mass, they can only give them chicken, peas, and potatoes from their harvest. Hmm. So our mass stipends, that's what it does. So I just took an interest in it, and somebody asked me to speak about purgatory. I'm like, oh, geez, you know, after this, I read this little book. And it, from that point on, John, till this very day, it's 22 years later, and 15, going on 15 books, it hasn't stopped.
15 books on purgatory. I mean,
there's a 15th one coming. Can I tell you a big secret
that's
coming, John?
Please.
Nobody, you're the first, John. Nobody knows this.
I'm ready.
Keep it a secret.
All right.
Number 15, we've done, books on purgatory for adults. We've got everything for adults, but nothing has been done for children.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So
my kids will love it.
Something is coming for children, John, and not this fall, but the fall of 2023, because of COVID, because of the worldwide paper shortage, there's a delay, but it's coming.
My kids will be very excited about this.
You're the first.
I feel honored in this. And this is a truth that it is not just for adults. My kids, 9, 7, and 2, we pray for the Holy Souls in Purgatory every single day together, right before dinner and at night, every day, and for the forgotten souls, priests and religious.
Oh, wow.
I want you to speak to the forgotten souls for a second here, because
okay,
go ahead.
So yes, you know, that was one of the things when I was doing the research. What's a forgotten soul? Who are they? And I had to really pray, think about it, do research. Well, the most forgotten souls are the priests and the consecrated religious, because we canonize them. Well, we canonize everybody, you know, when they die. They're already in heaven. They suffered enough. Well, you know, how can you say it make that call if, you know, do you know if their will is perfectly lined up with God's will? Hmm. We don't know that. And the most forgotten are the religious, the consecrated, because we do. We canonize them, and we cut off too soon our prayers for them. But let's say, John, they are in heaven. Let's say, you know, that your mother died and she went straight to heaven. Well, that's wonderful. Then what happens to those prayers? Well, you hear this common response, well, God gives it to another soul. It's greater than that, John. And I'll be talking about this, you know, in September. What that soul gets is what is called accidental glory. If that soul's already in heaven and you're praying for them, that soul gets two things. It gets an increase in its intimacy with God, and it gets an increase in its intercessory power, which is in the Catechism number 958. So the lesson is never stop praying for your dead.
Wow. I did not know that.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah.
Nobody. I always talk about that when I'm EWTN, Father Mitch, and every time I'm on, they go, don't forget to talk about that. People don't know. It's in the Catechism. Accidental glory, Saint Aquinas, you know, if they're in heaven, those are the two things you give them. So the more, in fact, John, this is summer. Summer's coming up, or summer, what, the summer day, or
yeah,
what, the season of the first day of summer. John, there's something with my stations book that I do. You want something powerful? You want your prayers answered, like, I mean, swift? There's my Stations of the Cross for the Holy Souls. There's a Benedictine tradition that they pray, that I learned about, that I talk about in one of my books, where they offer the Stations of the Cross in July, because most souls are forgotten in the summer, you know. So in July is the month of the precious blood, and you pray 33 days of the Stations of the Cross for the Holy Souls in honor of our Lord's life for a special favor. And I love what Solanus Casey says, and I can prove it. They hardly ever fail. John, we were having trouble with the children's book. You know, it's very difficult to find an illustrator to match up something like that. Oh, I don't even want to tell you. It was a nightmare. I just did the 33 days. They answer so quickly and so powerfully. And so what it is, too, it's not your typical novena. It's an exchange of prayers. When you do a novena to, you know, St. Solanus, or Blessed Solanus, or Padre Pio, you're asking for some special petition in prayer. But when you do a novena like that to the souls, you're giving them the stations, which is an indulgence prayer, and they in turn are interceding for you, and you in turn are increasing their intercessory power because you're praying for them. So the more you pray, the more you increase their power. So it's really it's a great exchange. So I strongly recommend people, you want to do something for the souls, you know, for the summer, do 33 days and tell them to call in or come and see us, you know, in September and tell me their story.
You know, St. Therese of Lisieux said that there was never something that she asked, a prayer through the intercession of the Holy Souls in Purgatory, that went unanswered. And I, the power of the prayers for us, you know, we pray for them, but they can't pray for themselves, but they can pray for us, and they do work and help us.
You are so good, John. You know all your purgatory.
I just get all my stuff from you.
Well, the bottom line is, and that's a very common question, a very common response, is that they can't, they're helpless. Once the soul leaves the body, you're before God, and you're either going to go to heaven, hell, or purgatory. So you're going to either be paying off a debt, or you're going to be in heaven, or God forbid, in hell. And so you can't merit. No, the time of merit ceases when the soul leaves the body. The only thing, the one thing they can do is intercede for you. Hmm. And the guardian angel tells them who's praying for them. And in a very special way, in a very powerful way, John, they are very concerned about their family members. So those souls in purgatory are constantly interceding for the loved ones. In fact, if you look at Little Flower, if you look at Teresa of Avila, if you look at St. Faustina, Padre Pio, are perfect examples of when the souls came to visit, guess who they were? They were their fellow religious. When souls come to visit, if you that Purgatory Forgotten Church, a great film, who do they visit? The family members. Mm. They go to the family members. They go to people that they live with. So, yes, it's extremely powerful. Yes, indeed.
I got a minute here. I want to recap. We've got a new book that's coming out in fall of 2023, a children's book for Purgatory, which is very exciting. Breaking news. We have you coming and scheduled in September for the Christ Our Life Catholic Regional Conference at the Wells Fargo Arena, which is going to be packed, and I want everyone there for your talk.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I just can't wait. They will not be disappointed.
No, they will not. And they're giving the five truths of purgatory,
that's just the beginning. There'll be more.
Yep, there's going to be more. And I just, for one, we got the summer souls in July. We forget to pray for them, but we are going to redouble our efforts in prayer here and ask for God's grace. And I don't know what else to say, Susan, except you're a gem.
I'll wrap it up too, John. I'll just add this: purgatory exists. Many souls go. Many religious go there. They're there for a long time because we canonize them. They are in need of our prayers, especially the Mass, the Rosary, and the Stations. And our prayers create joy, and we can bypass purgatory by praying to them, and of course the sacraments. And we gain fresh intercessors.
Mm-hmm. That's it, Susan Tassone. What's your website? We did it. What's your website?
SusanTassone.com.
SusanTassone.com. And you can just
Pretty
Google.
Pretty creative, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, oh, I love it. I love it. Susan, you're the best. Thank you for coming on. God bless you.
I can't wait to see you, John.
Oh,
come
I can as
join
well.
Join us. Take care.
Thank you.
Right,
that's
God bless.
That's Susan Tassone, everyone. Just so good. Such good information there. And I've learned so much on purgatory just from her. So praise God. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing? What a show.
Wow. It just flew by.
It did. It? My goodness.
Yes. Well, may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in today, friends. I will not be on tomorrow or Thursday, but I'll be back on in studio on Friday with you. God bless you. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
The Catholic Morning Show is a production of the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. To hear this and other programs, visit iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream hath died.